Trent's Last Case by E.C. Bentley. Read by Martin Jarvis. Between what matters and what seems to matter, how should the world we know judge wisely? When the scheming, indomitable brain of Sigsbee Manderson was scattered by a shot from an unknown hand, that world lost nothing worth a single tear. It gained something memorable, in a harsh reminder of the vanity of such wealth as this dead man had piled up, without making one loyal friend to mourn him, without doing an act that could help his memory to the least honour. In all the lurid commercial history of his country, there had been no figure that had so imposed itself upon the mind of the trading world. One who spoke the name of Manderson called up a vision of all that was broad-based and firm in the vast wealth of the United States. He planned great combinations of capital, drew together and centralized industries of continental scope, financed with unerring judgment the large designs of state or of private enterprise. Many a time when he took hold to smash a strike or to federate the ownership of some great field of labor, he sent ruin upon a multitude of tiny homes. And if miners or steelworkers or cattlemen defied him and invoked disorder, he could be more lawless and ruthless than they. He stretched a hand to protect or to manipulate the power of wealth in every corner of the country. Forcible, cold, and unerring in all he did, he ministered to the national lust for magnitude, and a grateful country surnamed him the Colossus. At the news of his death, panic went through the markets like a hurricane.